With Shabbos, we'll be able to be Mitzvah Shem to have during the week. This is a very important thing to be able to have a connection to Shabbos before Shabbos. My mom took all the dinim. It's brought down to the Bnei Yisoschi, you know, that we call Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. And there were some difficult things that happened during this time of the year over history, beginning with the Malbul. The main part of the Malbul was during Mar Cheshvan. It was the main part of the Malbul. But Bnei Yisoschi talks about it in Cheshvan. There he says, he brings from a Mendel from Mishlana that looking back in time, most of the difficult gzeiros decrees with taxes, with all kinds of gzeiros against the Jewish people and so on, most of them began during this time of the year, the time of Mar Cheshvan. And therefore the Lashon of Mar is a language of bitterness and tzaras. Also the fact is that it's a month where we don't have any Yom Tovim. Not the Raisa, not Rabbanan, not even Minhagim of Simchas or Yom Tovim. But the Siddiqim say that Mar is not only a Lashon of bitterness, that Mar is a Lashon of Cheshivas. Like, a Mosai Kasi Mar. Mar is a Lashon of a Mister, somebody that's Cheshiv. Mar Baravashi is a Lashon of Cheshivas. And it's a time that we can use this time in a good way for more learning and to be mamtik to dinim, and there should be a flood of Torah and a flood of tefillah and a flood of yeshuas and nechamas that we should be zeicha, and through the koyach of Shabbos and the schus of Shabbos that we should be zeicha for many of these good things. Aschilim adavat toiv. So let's review a little bit. There's a lot to do bez Hashem. I think next week there's a chasna. Next Tuesday night is the Rothman chasna. So I don't think I'll be able to be here, but Hashem, it should be for Simchas. But we have a nice winter zman. We should be able to learn a lot. There's a lot to do. Let me review. Even those who were not part of the shiurim last year, I hope we'll be able to join where we're holding. We're getting really to the part of Pnimius starting today, and Machshava the Pnimius. But let me just review where we're holding in the Nigla, in the Halacha, of this Malacha, the first of the Malachas, which is Zareya, planting. So I'm just going to remind you that there's a basic Machlokes that's rooted to Machlokes Achrayim. We saw that it's Machlokes, it's brought down, it's almost always brought down as Machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash. And we were talking a lot about this before the summer. But it's rooted in Machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, which I'll mention tonight in a little while, the machlokes in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Almost all of the major machlokes regarding the Lamed Tes Melachos go back to Bavli and Yerushalmi. Different mahalach, which we're going to talk about in Pnimius, in the Machshava, and the Chassidus, Bavli and Yerushalmi. I've been learning a lot of Yerushalmi these past 10 years or so, 9 years, and there's a lot in the comparison between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi to see, especially when it comes to the Lamed Tes Melachos. So, what was the Machlokas? I'm just going to remind you. All of you, I'm sure, remember, but just to do a little Chazar, that the Minchas Chinuch holds that the Chiyuv of Zareya of planting is on the actual Maisa of the Zariya itself, the act of planting itself, and therefore the person is Chayiv, even if he takes the seeds out right away. You remember? Even if you take the seeds out right away, the fact that you put the seeds into fertile ground that could be, that could potentially bring forth something. The Minchas Chinuch holds that by placing the seeds in the ground, even if you take the seeds out before they take root, by putting the seeds, the maisa of putting them in the ground, that itself, you're over on the malacha of Zareya, which we were talking a lot about the comparison to the malacha of baking, of cooking, where there the chiyuv is only going to take effect later on when it's baked and when it's cooked. But as far as Zareya, it's the Maise Zriya. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't care, even if it never takes root, even if it's unsuccessful. And you plant this. The Malacha of Zareya, we learned a little bit of the Pnimius too, is Mamin Bechai Olamim Zareya. I'm done. I did what I could. I put this into the ground. The farmer's a big Mamin. He puts this into the ground, and the Rebbe Hashem takes over. What makes Zareya so fascinating, because it's one of those few malachas where it's not up to us. What happens is not up to us. So therefore the Minchas Chinuch says that when it comes to Zareya, the mechayiv of the malacha is not the totsa'ah, It's not the result, it's the act of planting. That's the Ma'aseh Melacha. That's according to the Michas Chinuch. And the Eglei Tal, and there's all of us a medrash of the Michas Chinuch, that world of the Michas Chinuch that holds this way. And that could be traced back to Rishonim, and we'll see again the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, and so on. The Rishash disagrees. And therefore the Rishash says that if you put the seeds in the ground and you write away, oi, and you bring them back, you take them out, you take the seeds out. So the Rishash holds that you're potter. Because the Mechayiv is not the Ma'aseh Zriah. Of course, there has to be Ma'aseh Zriah. It can't be that some animal drops out there on your ground. There's a Ma'aseh Zriah. But the actual Malachi is the result of planting. That means that the seeds taking root is a tnai, is a condition in being chayav retroactively on what I did on Shabbos when I put those seeds into the ground. Putting seeds into the ground itself is not the malacha. It's on putting seeds into the ground al manas that they should grow, they take root, and if and when these seeds take root, then it turns out that zriya that I did Shabbos a week before, that was a malachas zareya, that I was over on the malach of zareya. And the Rishash is also, there are many that are part of that Besa Medrash. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah, it seems from a number of places in the Mishnah Berurah that he follows the view of the Rishash. That the Malacha is that something grows. And right before the summer, we were learning to try to fine-tune, to understand a little bit the lumdas of these two shitas, of what they are, these two shitas. And what we learned was that, according to the Rishash, the Malach of Zareya is essentially a ma'aseh of hischachus, of bringing something new to the world. A davar chadash. It's hischachus. And therefore, according to the Rishash, just by putting the seed into the ground, and taking the seed away, or whatever, just by putting the seed, in the ground without it taking root and growing, there's no ma'aseh hischachus. There's nothing new that was created. There's nothing new that came into the world. Only when there's hashrashu, when it takes root, and smicha, and something grows, then there's a hischachus. Then there's something new. So there's this view of a malacha, that a malacha is something that is mechadesh, something in the world. There's a hischachus in the world. Something changed. Something is new. And that's the mahalach of the Rishash. On the other hand, the Minchas Chinuch holds that the Ike Malacha of Zareya is not bringing to something new in the world, but rather is the transformation or the bittel of that Metzias that was in the world and transforming it into something different. It doesn't mean to create something new. It means the bittel of what was. There was something, and it's no longer. Now it's something different. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch holds that by the act of putting the zera into the karka, that garin, that seed, is nisbatel, the shame garin, a seed, or a shame of ochel, of some kind of little seed of food, or whatever that seed is, that shame is nisbatel in the karka, in the ground, and it loses its former mitzias, and it seems that that's how the Minchas Chinuch defines the Malach of Zareach. The bittel, the nullification, this is all going to play into Chassidus, Navoida, Mitzvah. The bittel of that mitzias that was before, that earlier mitzias, and that's what distinguishes it from baking. When it comes to baking, by putting the dough into the oven, just the act of putting it into the oven, nothing changed. You're taking the dough, and now it's getting warm. It's hot. The only time the Michas Chinuch says that the malacha is really the malacha of afia is when this isa, this dough, has lost its earlier mitzias of being dough, and now it's something new that's called, it's something different. It's called pas, it's called bread. Therefore, taking it out before is preventing that from happening. taking out the isa, scraping it out of the oven before, it becomes pas. Unlike zareya, which the moment that I put the zera into the ground, the moment that I put the seed into the ground, there's a bittul of that mitzvah of a garin, of a seed. It's not. It's just karka now. It's ground. It's dirt. It's earth. But when it comes to baking, when I put the dough into the oven, nothing has changed until it actually bakes. That's the difference, and that's how the Achronim explain the difference between zoreya and ofa and baking.
But according to Rosh Hash, it has to be in the ground a while till it's nischadish.
It has to be nachon. So generally, it's assumed that it's a minimum of 3 days till something happens. And then once that happens, then...
That's comparable to a fear.
Nachon. Correct, right. Correct. So therefore, in the world of the Rosh Hash, the two are comparable, but not in the world of the Mechitzas Chenach. That's correct. Now, where does this go back to? This is something we did not do. I'm just now finishing this part of our discussion in the Nigla. Where does this come out in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? There's a lot to talk about here, but I'll just say one nekuda. Where there's a huge machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, b'negeya to the melacha of Zareya. And that's regarding the shear. The shear of Zareya. What's the shear? Every melacha has a shear. How much? When are you chayiv? What's the shear of the size of the seed that's planted? What's the shear when it comes to melacha of Zareya? According to the Bavli, the shear of Zareya is kolshu. Kolshu. The tiniest, itsy-bitsy little seed. According to the Bavli, that's the shear. Kol shu, whatever it is, that's the shear. According to the Yerushalmi, the shear of Zareya, to be chayiv, midaraisa, is that you put into the ground the shear of kegroigeris, like a fig. So the question is, what are they arguing about? Why does the Bavli say that a mashahu, a kol shu, of zera, the tiniest little zera, that already you chayiv midaraisa, and the Yerushalmi holds that no, it has to be a gregarious. So let's think for a moment about the Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hash. Remember, the Rosh Hash holds that the inyan of the Melach of Zerei is to do something, meaning planting something that brings to Hashrosha and Smicha. That brings to something new in the world. The Minchas Chinuch says no. The Minchas Chinuch holds that the Melach of Zerei is not about bringing something new to the world. Even if I take the seed out of the ground before anything happens, I'm chayiv. Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Isra of Zerei, the Melach of Zerei is a bittel of that mitzias that was to take away from it its shame, its mahus, to transform it. That bittel is the Melach of Zerei. So, now, just how would we make this distinction based upon the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Who is the Bavli and who's the Yerushalmi in our story? Minchas Chinuch, Rosh Hash. Who's the Bavli and who's the Yerushalmi? So let's talk about this for a second. If you hold that the Shia, the Bavli holds that the Shia is kol shu, anything. It would seem, I mean, I'm interested to hear what you think, but it would seem that the Bavli holds that, like the Rosh Hash, that the point here is that as long as it's something that potentially, even if it's a kolshu, as long as potentially it could take root and grow, that's the Melach of Zareya. The Rosh Hash doesn't care about anything else other than the totza'ah, the consequence, the result of this act of planting. Therefore, according to the Rosh Hash, the Bavli makes a lot of sense. That the shear of Zareya is kolshu, because the Rosh Hash says lochpatli mashu, it's lochpatli if it's big or it's small. The ikur is that it has the desired effect, and that even from this little seed, or like in an old song that was popular years ago, small wrinkled seed, tiny and brown, tiny put placed into the ground, give it some time, give it a year under the sun.
And then it turns into a tree.
Okay. So that's all the Rosh Hash cares about. It doesn't make a difference. A tiny little seed doesn't make a difference. He doesn't care. As long as This is potential new life. The Rosh Hashanah says here, Yoyevon the Melacha Zareah. That's what Zareah means, creating something new, or the act that will lead to the creation of something new. Lo echbat li, if it's a kolshu, if it's a kezayis, if it's a kregeris, what's the difference? As long as it can bring to life to something new. Now the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with the Rosh Hashanah, and the Minchas Chinuch holds that. Minchas Chinuch holds no, that we're talking about the bittel of a mitzias that was before. Now, it would seem, therefore, that as far as this seed having a shame of its own, the fact that the Yerushalmi says that the shear is a kegregor is like a fig, which is a shear when it comes to oichlam, to food, which we see, for instance, by muktzah and other things, by a number of areas in halacha, that in order for the person to be chayiv on the melacha of zareya, there needs to be a bitl of a cheftza of something that has a shame oichel. If the zera of the seed is a kol shehu, it doesn't have a shear of oichel, of an oichel, of a meichel, then there was no bitl of any mitzias, because it's not a mitzias. A kol shehu is not a mitzias of a seed. It's not a mitzias of anything. Now, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't care about that. The Rosh Hashanah just cares about one thing. You're putting something into the ground, and that's going to bring to new life. And the definition of Zerei is bringing to new life. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, where the definition of Zerei is the obliteration of something that was, the bittel of a mitzias, its transformation from one mitzias into a different mitzias, if it's a kol shehu, that's not called a mitzias. If it's a gregorist, the Yerushalmi says it has to be a gregorist. A gregorist is a chefza of a meichel. It's a chefza of food. A kol shehu is nothing. It's a nothing. It doesn't mean anything in terms of that chefza, because the Minchas Chinuch is focused on the bittel of this chefetz. You following, chevra? It's a bittel of this chefza. A kol shehu doesn't have a shame chefetz. It doesn't mean anything. But if it's a gregorist, then already it has a shame davar. That's already a shear of oichlam, of something that's called food. The zera is already a shear of a meichel. So this machlokis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we'll see as we go through the machshav and the chassidus and the panemius part, it will come up more of the Bavli and Yerushalmi. This is just one example of where we see the Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hashanah, these two shittas of how to explain zereya as hischachis or bittel. Hischachis or bittel. Mashu chadash, something bringing to something new in the world, or the transformation, the bittel. There was something, and now there's a transformation that's taken place. Lavdavki hischachis, not any of hischachis. Not hischachis. A bittel of what was, and there's hischachis of something different. Something, there's also hischachis, but there's more of a hischalfus than hischachis. Something has changed. Doesn't mean that something has to grow. The Minchas Chinuch holds you could take the seed out of the ground. Off the ground, it doesn't make a difference if it was growing or it didn't grow. You did a Ma'is Zriya. That Ma'is Zriya means you took something that had a shame ochel, and you made it into karka. You put it into the dirt, and you revatal the tzura and the toar of what that ochel was, and you made it into karka. You show that you're not eating this, you're not using this for something here. You're putting it into the karka, and you mevatel its mitzias as a garin, as a zera. This is what we were. This is based upon the limud that we were doing before the summer from the Sefer Meital, on how to define these two melachas. So this is machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. It's machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, and that's what we're going to follow throughout this discussion. So now let's get into the machshava. Probably have a lot to do over here for the next month or two to work on this. And Pnimius. And you have pages, Moshe David sent you. You should have a couple of pages from the Nefesh HaChaim. We're going to get to in a couple of minutes. You should have that. Seder, let's start. We find in many places in Chazal that Limud HaTorah, learning Torah, is compared to planting. In many places in Chazal. In Tanakh also, but Chazal speak it out very clearly. Kol Olam Meid Torah, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes. whoever learns Torah and doesn't review the Torah that he learns, it's like a person who planted but didn't harvest, didn't cut, didn't reap. If you learn Torah, so learning Torah is planting. If you didn't review, then the Gemara says, if you don't review your learning, it's keyly you're planting, but you're not getting anything out of the So this is an example of where we see that learning Torah, limud Torah, is compared to planting. Now why is that? Pnimius, why is limud Torah compared to planting? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Torah is the seed in this mashal. Torah is the seed. It's this zera, this remarkable packet, this magical packet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us of these seeds, that Hashem is Baruch, come from Hashem, these seeds. And Yisrael, Am Yisrael, is the karka. Am Yisrael is the fertile soil. The mind of a Jew, the mind of a Jew, and the heart of a Jew, is the karka, is the soil, that's makabel, that receives this zera, this seed, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are makabel the Torah, if we're makabel the Torah, so it's called Zman, Shuvah is called Zman Matan Torah, what we call it Kabbalah the Torah. If we're makabel the Torah, then the same way that the seed, when the soil receives and absorbs, it's collate. When there is that connection between the seed and the soil, then what happens is also a remarkable thing, that that seed develops and grows in the soil and can bring forth years and years and years of fruits and can feed the, you know, a population of people. And this is the inyan of lahagdil Torah or lahadir, which we're going to see in a few moments what that means in Nefesh HaChaim. Lahagdil Torah lahadir means that the same way that in the relationship between the zach and the keva, the husband and wife, so the zera that comes from the husband is now in the womb of the nekeva, of the wife, and it goes through this process of being absorbed, of being accepted and absorbed in that place. And as a result of that absorption, that klita that takes place of the seed within the womb of the woman, this zera, this garin, develops into a fetus and ultimately is born into the world. So the tachlis of the woman, and we learned this earlier before the summer, which is one of the reasons why we find such a strange term being used in the Gemara, b'nogeh to Esther Malka. Remember, what does the Gemara say? Esther? Karka Olam. Esther Karka Olam. She was with Ahasuerus. We're not going through the Almaisa. But Esther's Karka Olam. That the woman is compared to Karka. So the seed of the Zachar, of the male, is implanted in the womb of the Nekeva. And in that Mitzias of the Nekeva, something happens, something miraculous happens, and that tiny little seed is able to develop into what will be a human being that thinks, that talks, that lives, and so on, that's part of this world. And what's important is that this time in the karka of the woman's womb brings out all that is gonus in the seed, all the DNA, all the RNA, all that stuff that's in the seed. Only when it's planted in the fertile karka of this woman's womb, then what happens is that or hagonus, that hidden light, and all the koiches that were in that tiny little seed, as a result of being implanted in the karka, in the ground, in the womb, so then there can be this growth. And the karka, or the womb, is not just like a place for the zera to stay. It's not like a pipe where the water just goes through a pipe, but the pipe doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything. It's just holding the water. the womb of the nekeva, the womb of the woman, like the earth, is mashpia. Something happens there. There's certain koiches that the woman has. There's certain koiches of the earth, of the ground, of the karka, of Esther, karka olam, that karka of the womb, of the woman, there's a certain hashpa that is able to draw out the or hagonas, the hidden light that is contained within the seed. It's not just a pipe. It's not just a house. It's not just a play with. It's not just a place where the zera stays for a certain amount of time and then poof, a kid is born. In the womb of the nekeva, something is going on. And when there is that connection, and it takes root just like in the ground, as a result of this of that meeting, of the zera, of the zacha, with the nekeva, with the rechem of the nekeva, what happens is that there's a certain hashpa, and as a result of that hashpa, that or, that light that was hidden in the zera of the zacha is able to come out, is able to materialize in the world. That's what happens. So that means, going back to the nimshal, that means that when a Jew, and this is only by a Jew, that when a Jew is learning Torah, that means that every moment that he spends thinking, we'll see the Nefesh Chaim in a second, every moment that he spends thinking and working on this Gemara, or working on this pasuk, or whatever it is, every moment that the person spends working on this, he is like the womb or like the earth that is receiving, that is doing its best to receive this garin, this seed that comes from kivyachol the Rebbeinu Shlom's mind, as the Tanya explains, that comes from the mind of the Rebbeinu Shlom himself. There's a zera. The place where the zera begins is the brain, and kivyachol, this Torah began in Hashem's infinite mind. And the question is whether or not there's going to be this coupling that takes place, this mating that takes place between this zera of the zacher, which is the Torah, which is Hashem's mind, and the womb or the mind and the heart of this person who's sitting and learning this piece of Gemara, this piece of Torah, whatever the Torah is that's planted in it. And as a result of this interfacing of this zera kivyachol of Hashem in the karka, in the adama, the karka, the rechem of a Jew, something new happens. That's the meaning of lahagdol Torah lahadir. Something new happens. Something remarkable happens. There's a pituach, there's a development of this Torah. This is what all Torah Shvapeh is about. There's a development that takes place where this original netiya, this original seed now develops into a fetus, into a child. It takes on its own personality. We have, before you know it, you have above Metziah, you have above Akam, above Metziah, above Abasu. We have Moed, we have Nezikim, we have Noshim, we have Taharis. We have a world, a pardes, an orchard of Torah that came down as seeds into the minds and the hearts of Chachmei Yisrael. And the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the ability, and only us, that ability to act as the karka, as the womb in which this can develop. So the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Gimel, Ma netiyazu parahorava, just as this plant multiplies and grows, it produces, Av divrei Torah parin v'ravin. Av divrei Torah parin v'ravin. So too, when it comes to divrei Torah. As a matter of fact, some of you might remember that I mentioned way back, I think at the beginning of this, but I've spoken about it many times over the years, that there's a famous teaching of the Bnei Yisrael in Derech Pekudecha, in the first mitzvah of Puruvu, which is very remarkable. It's found in other places as well, but nowhere is it spelled out as clearly as in the Derech Pekudecha of the Bnei Yisrael. And I've shared this over the years with a number of places where I spoke to couples that were having difficulties with issues of fertility and not having children. And I spoke a few times over the years about this Bnei Yisrael. But there the Bnei Yisrael says that the Iker Mitzvah of Puravu is having new ideas of Torah. Is bringing to the world new thoughts of Elokus. One of the ways that physically we're making this Mitzvah of Puravu is by having kids. But the fruitful, productive minds and hearts of Jewish men and women, that's the Iker Inyan of Puravu. He says there's a physical materialization of that, which is a gewaldige thing when we could be zeichet to have children, because then those children can also think of Torah. We hope they'll grow up to be people that also have new thoughts and feelings about Yiddishkeit, and it will continue on for generations. But the Iker Mitzvah, the B'nai Sosa says, the Iker Mitzvah is Hischashus in Elokus. More Elokus to the world. More Elokus to the world. New Elokus in the world. That's the Iker Inyan of having children. Is having thoughts of Torah, new thoughts of Torah. It's the Iker Inyan of everything.
So doesn't Chazal say that the zera from man is from the Mokin?
Yes, starts in the mind. It's from the mind. That's right. And that's not necessarily talking about some sort of a physical location. It's talking about the pnimius. The moch means the pnimius of a pnimius. The etzem miatzamai. That's what it's talking about. and this is the Iker Mitzvah of Peruvu, of having children. This is Chachis, Navarez Hashem. Chidush Etar, new ideas in learning, new ideas of how to serve Hashem as well. Bringing out concepts and ideas that were in the seeds that we receive through our learning. That the Rebbe tells you something, and you take that idea and you go with it. You see something in a Sefer, you see a Pasuk, you see a Rashi, you see a Rambam. And that's like a seed. And then it enters into the brain, into our brains, and if the fertilization takes place, something new comes from that. Something new that the Rebbe didn't say. Something new that the Rebbe didn't think of. Something new. That hischachus, that bria, that creation is remarkable. The peiros and learning and mitzvahs and masim tovim, it'll tell us noach noach. That's the inyan of Puruvu, the ikke inyan of Puruvu. Yeah. Somebody was, I saw the hand.
Jeff. Is that the idea of any grass growing in our Sinai in the flatlands?
Sure. It's a place of tzmicha, of zriya, even though naturally it's a desert. Nothing can grow there. Yizak atalimosi, Yarov kamotelichi, Yizak atalimosi, kasirim aleidesh, uchaviv malei esef. It's all about Torah. It's all about that hischachus of that puruvu. Every single time that we make the birchas Torah by the Sefer Torah, we say, V'chaye olam nota b'sochenu. V'chaye olam. Eternal life, that's the seed. Nota, Hashem planted, not in a goy. Nota b'sochenu. You planted eternal life in me. You gave me the Torah, you gave us the Torah. V'chaye olam nota b'sochenu. And through that netia, through that planting, through that netia, the Torah is misrachevis umisgadelis. It has grown. I've often mentioned this, that when I was a kid, you went into a swarm store. It's not that long ago. When I was growing up, you went to a swarm store. There were very few swarm. There were very few swarm. And when I grew up in shul, we didn't have like this. Even without the next room, we didn't have like this. Nothing like this. We went into the swarm store. They were the basics, and if you wanted to get something fancy, like a shai gazari, you had to tell the marchas swarm. You had to give him like 2 weeks to get his hands on a shai gazari. Now you go, you ask for shai gazari. You want the one from Machon Yerushalayim? Do you want the one from there? You want this one? You want that one? With the kudus, without the kudus, with them, without. You know, there's no English shai gazari, I don't think. But just in our lifetime, the blossoming, the growing, the flourishing of what's happened, and even as it came into the as the seed of Torah entered into the technological mind, the technologically upgraded minds of people. Who are able to use the computer in order to put out things like, you know, Oiz V'Hadr and all these amazing things that are out there. The Chevra is using computers to bring out more and more and more and more. But ultimately, with all of the computers, the place of this pregnancy is the mind and the heart of a Jew. The computers are finding things all over and putting them, but chidushet Torah, you can't make a Rabbi Kiva Eger. You understand, the computer, you can't have a the computer can memorize, the computer knows everything, but you can't be Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chidushet Torah, that's what it means, that Natiya is part of Ravi, that it's that's what the Bnei Sasra means, that the ikka mitzvah of Puravu is chidushet Torah. And chidushet Torah doesn't only mean that you have to be like some big lambda. It means that I'm trying to, my Yiddishkeit today is new. It's better than yesterday. Something new. That my Yiddishkeit is developing, it's growing, it's not stale, it's not stagnant. That's the ikka mitzvah of Puravu. Physically, it's gewaldic when people are able to have children. That's also a mitzvah that's unusual, because it's not up to us whether we can have children. That's Hashem's Baruch's inyan, whether a child will be born. So that's also similar to the Malach of Zoraya. Puravu is very similar. It's not up to us, that's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mam and Bechai Lom Mizoraya. We try. But it's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu whether they're going to be children. So that's the Hischachus of Torah. That's the meaning of Vechaya Olam Nota B'Sochenu. Now, by the Achrayin and by the Tzadikim, there are two Tzadikim who speak more about this Inyan than any other Tzadikim. And that's the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and Zchusa Yelena, and Reb Tzadok HaKohen, Zchusa Yelena. And whoever has learned the fourth Shar Dalet, Nefesh HaChaim, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to learn just Perek Yud Aleph a little part of Perek Yud Aleph, in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. Reb Tzadok, you come out, you can't go a piece in Reb Tzadok without this idea that we're talking about. You can't go without a page without Reb Tzadok talking about this. It's the whole yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Liman HaTorah. What Liman HaTorah is this melacha of Zoraya v'schadshes. So I think that it would be unwise to start the Nefesh HaChaim now. We're only going to be able to learn two or three lines, and then next week we're not going to be getting together. So Mitzvah will follow. We'll continue with the Nefesh HaChaim. So from now until then, everybody will be able to have the pages, or if you like to look on the phone, whatever you like. But it's kedai for everybody to at least have that, and we'll start. Mitzvah, we'll put out the email, but we'll start with the Nefesh HaChaim 2 weeks. Next, 2 weeks. Shkai.